Friday prayers in Karbala took place amid an uneasy calm, just days after clashes between rival Shiite groups killed dozens, injured hundreds, and sent hundreds of thousands of pilgrims fleeing the holy city. Two of Shiite Islam's holiest sites turned into a battlefield early in the week as police, predominantly affiliated with the Supreme Islamic Council of Iraq, fought against gunmen linked to radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, also a Shiite, traveled to Karbala and vowed to restore order, and Muqtada al-Sadr later announced his militia would halt its activities for up to 6 months. The Iraqi government and the United States welcomed the promise and called on other militias to follow suit. Some Iraqi officials are downplaying the significance of the clashes in Karbala, but Middle East analyst Jost Hilterman from the International Crisis Group describes the violence as primarily a class conflict, a long time in the making.
It is a fight between the Shiite underclass, the jobless, the followers of Muqtada al-Sadr, and the middle class, represented by the Supreme Council as a political party, by Ayatollah Sistani as the senior Shiite cleric, and the merchant class that lives in the holy city.
As such, Hilterman says that these inter-Shiite clashes are a fight for supremacy, what he describes as a social revolution, and yet one more conflict in Iraq's layers of civil wars. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Cairo.